We're going to go back now to the halachas that we discussed of Hei Chatoi Shemesis. We had the previous perek, a big machloikis on a few levels where the Oshom is Kechatos. But now, as far as the halachal Moshe we've seen of Chatos is concerned, there's no machloikis. The five categories are Vlad Chatos. Chatos could be in the cave, so maybe there could be a Vlad Chatos. Tmuras Chatos. The Chatos Shemesu Be'oleo Yomusu. Chatos is very specific for the Aveira and the Miskaper that it was Hukdash for. So when you have a Vlad Chatos, even though it's Kodosh because it was born from an animal that has Kedusha's carbon, it also has Kedusha's carbon, but by definition it can't be brought. There's one carbon that will be Mechaper for this Bal Aveira, and another carbon can't fit that bill. And the Halacha Moshe Messina says that you can't do away with Kedusha by Yirat Shiestoev and then Yifteh and treat it as Psula Magdashim. That you can't do. That's the Halacha Moshe Messina. Therefore, Yomusu. The same is true by Tmuras Chatos. Tmura, yeah. It has Kedusha's carbon, but it can't be brought because it can't be for that Averu with that Miskaper. The same is true. What happens if a person was Mafresh a carbon Chatos? Chatos shemesu boleo, the person died. It can't be brought for somebody else. It can be used by somebody else. Therefore, these three cases are poshut de yomusu. The next cases are also from the chatos shemesis, but they're not across the board. We have to define the cases where these categories will be tomus. She'ovra shnosa, v'she'ovda. The way to read the Mishnah over here is she'ovra shnosa v'she'ovda. Two things happened to this behemah. First of all, it was Ovra Shnosa, which means now the behemoth was lost. And in the interim, while you were searching for the behemoth, Lemaisa, it was Ovra Shnosa. Or the next case is She'ovda v'nimtzes balasmum. It got lost, and by the time it was found, it was a balmum. So in both these cases, there's a double chesaron in the eligibility, availability, if you want to call that, of this animal for a carbon. One is Ovra Shnosa together with an Ovda. The second case is Ovda together with a Nimtzis Balmum. In both these cases, the Bailim was Mafrish and brought another carbon. In Mishikipru Abailim, the Bailim used another carbon. Theoretically, what could be done is these animals theoretically could be put up for Pidyon because both of them are not Roy anymore. In the case of Ovishnos, also Yirat Shistov, Kama Balmum, put it up for Pidyon and use the money to buy another carbon. No, he was Meskapa with another carbon. So there the halacha is Tomus. These are one of the cases of why. These are one of the cases of Chadosh Mesis. Why? It's Posel Mitzad Atzma. It was Nevdo with a Balasmum, or it was Ovishnos with a Nevdo. And then it's Nidcha for being a carbon. And it also was Neskaper Baleo. And Memela, the animal is completely Nidcha Mitchum HaKochim, and you can't even be paided and bring another carbon from the Domim. Tomus, since it was Chal on it a din of Tomus, then the halacha is that it doesn't have a din of Kedusha's carbon because now it's Oymid Lamisa, not Lakrova, or not even to be used for another carbon, and then the halacha is enes tmura, it loses its status as a carbon. In the middle, it's not matvis. If somebody tries to be meimer to another one, doesn't work. Loinenin v'loimoylem. This is the same lashon. You have this in a mishnah meila. The klal is, and this is meila dika. You say this, which we'll learn soon. Miyatz Hashem, is that the din of meila is when there's an iser to be nene from kochim. There's an iser loinenin. But the halacha is if he's over, and he is nana, then moelim. Over here, you're not allowed to be nana, pashas midrabbonon, but loy moelim because it's not proper kochim. Not kedushas bedek habayis, which has me'ilo, and it's also not kedushas mizbeach proper, because it's not oymid l'mizbeach, it's oymid l'misa. Therefore, we have this klal, we'll see this lashon repeated over many times in Mesechta Me'ilo, loy nana v'loy moelim. However, the same above-mentioned cases, even though they have two strikes against them, it was Nevda, Nimtzis Balint Mum, it was Nevda, Vavashnosa, Lemaisa, there was no other carbon. Similarly, they weren't Nidche and Gansin, so then they don't lose completely their his status as a korban, and the halacha is it could still be roy that the domim should be used for a korban. You don't have to be meimis tirach at the stoyev v'timocha. You take the money v'yavi after the bidyan v'yavi b'demei acheres from other money v'yisa tmura, and that korban will be a regular korban, and the memela has tmura umoyel and ba k'kol hektish. So basically, the Mishnah is delineating for us when the korban is completely not roi. It's Kippur Ba'aleh Ba'acheres together with the tchi of the korban be'etzem. Now let's go weiter. Mishnah Beis. Hamafrish chatosoi ve'ovdo. It was lost. In the interim, v'hikru v'acheres tachta, he didn't want to wait to find it. He brought another korban. V'achach nimtzis ha'rishoino tomus. Even if you find the other animal, a tomim, the Balaam found it, was wandering around. In the interim, he jumped on the gas. He brought another carbon. He was mafish, and he brought another carbon. He found this carbon. The halacha is tomus. The shaila is why. That's a steer to what we had in the previous Mishnah, that it has to come along with that it was a avr shnosa or it was a balasmum. And the answer is, in the previous Mishnah, the behemoth was found, the lost behemoth was found before the other behemoth was brought. Now, l'chayra, all's well that ends well. So it got lost, but now you found it. The answer is that the tchiyah of the behemoth from being a korban is because while it was lost, the bailim was mafresh another korban. So that's also a step in being doich the original korban. He was mafresh a korban. The korban got lost. He was then mafresh a second korban. That afrosha itself is a gewissa level of tchiyah, of making unfit the behemoth that was lost. When it was found, it's already nimtza. But the afrosha itself creates a problem, even though the keeper bailim with the second carbon only took place after it was found, it's a problem. We're going to see that this nekuda, whether the afrosha of an alternative carbon is a tchia without the hakrova of the alternative, whether that's a problem, we'll see. Im yitz Hashem, the Mishnah Gimel, there's a machleks between Rebbe and the Rabban. That's one of the prime machleks tanoim, these in Yonim. How far to take Misha Kippur Bailam? When does it become Nidcha? So that's the Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph is going Misha Kippur Bailam Tomos because it was Hufrash. There, since it was only Hufrash, but it wasn't Hukrav as lost, it had to be that it was lost plus it had another Chesor and it has to have a Tarti L'Reyeso of the fact that it was Nevda and it was Avir Shnosa or a Balas Mom. Mashenk in the Mishnah Bayos, he was Mafrish. And while the behemoth was lost, he was hikru v'acheres takteh kibshuti. He already brought another carbon. So there, it's already, the first carbon is already off the board. Not again anymore. Because he was already miskaper. So he was miskaper v'acheres. So then when he finds the first, since it was in a state of being lost and it was rendered irrelevant because he brought another carbon for this very aveira, so then the halacha is tomus. It's already nidcha and gansen. It joins the ranks of the chatoy shemesois nenen. And it's completely ois carbon and a melatomus. The Mishnah adds a din hamafrish mois chatos. Person puts aside money and he's magdish the money to buy a chatos. He didn't buy the animal yet. He was mafrish wherever he lives. He's going to go to Yerushalayim. He's going to pick out an animal. He's going to use that money which has kedushas chatos. Va'ovdu, he loses the money. Vehikiv chatos takten, he brought another carbon. The din is not only on a behemoth. This din is a chatos that has kedushas chatos, the same way an animal that's now rendered irrelevant because another behemoth was miskaper bimkoimo. The mois that was to be used for kedushas chatos, also since another carbon was brought, is yelchu. Yelchu liyam amelech is the standard procedure when you have to get rid of money because it's also bano, and there's no way to get rid of. There's no tomus. So what do you do with it? You can't even bury it. Somebody could always dig it up afterwards. Is Yelchul Yamamelch, let it sink over there.